Nico Sturm with it on the far boards. Couldn't get it out of the zone. Chris Tanev shoots and scores!
We get the call for Vancouver Canucks hockey from Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch. We caught up with Brendan between games as the Canucks move from Montreal to Toronto.
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for doing a great job for us here. So it's a little bit different working in the play-by-play through a pandemic. How's it been working out for you behind the scenes?
Yeah, it certainly is different. You know, obviously for the home games at Rogers Arena, we're in the broadcast booth like we normally are, but there isn't as much atmosphere and environment as if there were, you know, 18,000 fans celebrating when the Canucks scored a goal. So it's taken a little bit of getting used to, but, you know, as far as the away games, we normally would travel with the team and be at every game, but because of the pandemic and wanting to stay safe and healthy, all broadcasters in the league that aren't the national television crew are not traveling. So as we did in the playoffs last year and as we continue to do through this road trip and through, you know, road trips going forward here, we broadcast the games at a studio in Vancouver, watching them off monitors like everyone else that has them on TV. So it's very different. We've had to adapt to a very changing world, but the fact that there's still hockey being played and that we're still able to broadcast it is still awesome, of course.
No, absolutely. Yeah, when you step into another arena, you kind of get the feel of what the game's going to be like, and you don't get to feel all that a little bit today. Do you get to talk to a lot of the players, though? Do you still have pretty much instant access before or after games, then?
So access to the players has changed quite a lot as well. Media availabilities are now conducted on Zoom with, you know, just a handful of players before and after every game, whereas pre-pandemic and hopefully post-pandemic, you know, the way it would work after a game is the media would go into the dressing room, and you could basically go and talk to or chat with or interview any player that's around. And So our access to the players is a lot more limited than it used to be. You know, myself, you know, doing the play-by-play, I'm very lucky that I do an interview with Travis Green every game day that, of course, airs on our pregame show about 15 minutes before puck drop. So I still get to bend his ear a little bit about things, and that helps us sort of still feel around and involved and having an idea of what's happening with the hockey club. But other than that, media access is very different right now. And as I said, hopefully it returns to the way it was before once the pandemic is in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, when you walk into a dressing room, sometimes you can just look at one corner of the room and you see one person with his eyes shifting a different way or something, and you can ask questions and find out why the chemistry isn't working on the ice, because sometimes it's not working off. But with that, without that feel, what do you think about the Canucks? Are they gelling pretty good off the ice? Do they get along well when they're not playing?
From everything I've seen, they do. It's hard to have a feel for what's going on right now, as I said, because we're not there. So they've been through some struggles here, and we can only sort of parse some of the things that they say in the media. You know, Quinn Hughes a couple of games ago pointed out that, you know, they can get frustrated and down on each other when they're losing because they all want to win so badly. So I'm not sure if that's what's happening. That would just be speculation on my part, but you know, I'm sure they'll be excited to shift the calendar here into the month of February and shift their opponent after a Montreal Canadiens team that's really had their number, and they won't have to see them again for a little bit here now.
Yeah, so opposite after handling the Ottawa Senators, although you got some pretty hot goaltending at that, and now we head into Toronto, and they're going to be pretty hungry too. There's going to be no easy games this year.
No, maybe with the exception of those games against the Senators, because they seem to be a distant seventh in the North Division right now. I know the Oilers have just beat up on them a couple of games in a row. So, you know, that's a team that everybody's going to get their points against. But other than that, you're right. There won't be any easy games. You know, Calgary's a good team. Winnipeg is a strong club. Montreal has certainly had the Canucks number. And the Maple Leafs have had a great start to the year, too. And they've got some high-end talent up front, obviously. Everybody knows about Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner. So, you know, the Canucks' trend to this point in the season of getting on a little bit of a roll and then taking a step back, it may well be the trend for a lot of teams this year that it's kind of a roller coaster where you face one team three games in a row and you're doing well against them and you start feeling good about yourself, and then here comes another team that you have to face that has your number, and suddenly you take a step back. But for my money, this Canucks team is capable of being a playoff team. They just have to get everything rolling on the same page, and we'll see if they're able to do that with these three games coming up against Toronto.
Your leap up into the NHL came from the Vancouver Giants, Surrey Eagles before in the BC Hockey League, but you must have watched Bowen Byram a little bit. You were close to him. Want to get a local call from you on that one. We're pretty proud of our local boy here.
Yeah, absolutely. Bowen's a great kid. I met him for the first time when he came to Vancouver and to the Langley Event Center where the Giants play their games now. For a tour after he had been drafted by them in the Bantam draft and signed his first WHL player agreement. He was just 15 years old at the time. And to see how far he's come and how much he's grown as a player to get to the point now where, he's not just an NHL defenseman, but he's been relied on to play some pretty big minutes early on in his career for the Colorado Avalanche. It's pretty cool to see. And, the Byram family is a great family. And he's a great kid, so I've been really happy to see how well he's done in his continued growth, and now he's in the National Hockey League. So, hopefully get to see him down the line here at some point when the border reopens and a schedule resumes to some level of normalcy where the Canucks can play the Colorado Avalanche. But for now, watching him on TV like everyone else, and proud of him for what he's accomplished, as I'm sure many people are in the Kootenays.
Thank you for your close-up backdrop on all that. A little bit about you. Were you the kid playing hockey, playing road hockey, that was calling the game while you were playing? You must have got into this very, very young to be at the level you're at and call such a great game, Brendan. What got you going on all this?
Yeah, it was something that when I was a kid, you're right, I would do the play-by-play of my street hockey game. I'd do the play-by-play of my table hockey set. I'd do the play-by-play playing the NHL video game. I'd mute NHL games on TV. I'd do the play-by-play. And when I was a kid, it was just sort of fun, make-believe, pretending I was a broadcaster. And, when I was coming through high school and starting to really think seriously about what I wanted to do for a career, I thought, hey, that'd be pretty cool if I could get paid to watch hockey. Certainly I've been very lucky to have the opportunities that I have, but it's one of those things that if you told 5-year-old Brendan Batchelor that he would be the play-by-play voice of the Vancouver Canucks, he would think that was very, very cool, and even present-day Brendan Batchelor thinks it's very, very cool as well.
Same thing, and that's why I asked you. Thank you so very much for sharing that. Yeah, you keep the pace so very good, and you guys are doing a great job there. Is there anything else that you could pass along to our audience here while we've got you? I've got one personal question for you before you go, and then we'll let you get on your way, but any other message to our fans that get to hear you here on our 107.5 broadcast then?
Yeah, well, just thanks for being a part of the network, first of all. We always like to, expand our reach. So we hope that you're able to enjoy the broadcasts and tune in. And we always really like listener engagement. So if you're listening and you've got a question for us, or you want to just let us know where you're tuning in from, because every game I put a call out to let us know where you're listening from, and we get tweets from people that, are all over the world, in Thailand, in Australia. We have people listening in China relatively regularly, overseas in the UK and in Europe. So, if you're listening and you've got a question for us, you can reach me on Twitter at Batch Hockey. My color analyst, Corey Hirsch, of course, the former Canuck goaltender, is at Corey Hirsch. And our flagship radio station in Vancouver is Sportsnet 650, at Sportsnet 650 on Twitter. So we always love engagement. We always love to hear that people are listening. So get in touch with us.
My question, last one before we go. On your Facebook page, you're skating somewhere. You've got a hockey stick. You're out on a lake. Where is that?
That would be on a lake, I believe. I'm trying to remember what it was called off the top of my head. It's...
I'm sorry to hang you out to dry. I thought you'd have to...
it's all good. It's near Fairmont Hot Springs. So I was there on a winter vacation with my parents and my brother a number of years ago.
Well, that's Lake Windermere then, probably.
Yeah, Lake Windermere. And see, I thought it was Lake Windermere, but I was second-guessing myself because I've got family in the north of England who live right near another Lake Windermere. So that's kind of a funny connection. But, yeah, exactly. We were staying in Fairmont Hot Springs over the Christmas break, and we brought our skates and went out on a perfectly sunny day where the entire lake was frozen. You could skate for miles, and my brother and my dad and I played shinny and had a lot of fun. So it's a very positive memory for me, and that's why I've got it as my photo there.
Thank you so very much for your time. Good luck the rest of the way with the rest of your career, and good luck on the Canucks season as well. Say hi to Corey Hirsch for us as well.
Will do. Thanks for having me, and again, thanks to everybody that's tuning in there in the Kootenays. We appreciate it, and hopefully the Canucks can turn things around and win a few games.